Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. Okay, you've gotten through the draft, you followed it closely, and the New York Giants made their picks. They had 6 picks in this year's draft. And a lot of you love to go on the internet, you love to read things about the draft, and I know there's been a lot of debate on social media about the picks and so on and so forth. Listen, everybody needs to take a deep breath. These grades that come out on the drafts are the silliest things in the world. You can't grade a draft until 4 years after the draft happens and you find out what the guys have done in the National Football League. You know, people talk about teams reached here and they made a move there and on my board. And what board? The only board that counts is the board inside the room for each of the 32 NFL teams. And there's varying degrees of criteria. There's the medical information and there's the character issue stuff that nobody has but the teams. And they do extensive work on this. They work year-round on this stuff, folks. It doesn't just happen to be draft time and the Senior Bowl comes up and the Combine and they start doing this. They've put years of work into these players, not just their last year in college. And one of the reasons why the experts hand out bad grades or good grades for these drafts is because, in their opinion, that's how they stack the players on their board. But that's just their opinion. What the team does is drastically different. Take a look at players that were projected in all of the mock drafts of being first or second round picks and guys not getting drafted until the fourth and fifth round. Then the experts out there say, oh, they had a bad draft or they reached for this guy or whatever, they should have taken this other player. But the league gets an opportunity to speak 32 times per round with each of the teams making picks or multiple picks. And they take the players in the order that they believe they're ranked to be quality players in the NFL. So when you hear people talking about the Giants draft one way or another, let's face it, it's all a bunch of malarkey. They got the players that they liked, that they believe can help this football team for a lot of different reasons and be contributors to make the team in 2016. So sit back, enjoy watching these young men come along under new head coach Ben McAdoo and celebrate all their unique skill sets and stop worrying about what the experts said about the draft picks because it's just guessing like you and me. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa for this edition of Papa's Perspective.